trying to remember the Kells' house. Hank, do you remember the Bullet Million? I believe they had a room, one friend in Wichita Falls, Willamette Kell. Mm-hmm. I believe they had a big pantry that they had a gas plate in that they, I think they cooked in there in the summer. I don't think they ever were without a maid in the kitchen, but sure enough it was cooler in that blue room.
What is a pantry exactly? What is a pantry exactly?
Just a room to keep dishes and table supplies, silver, and vases. And
Would you keep canned goods in there?
In the pantry? Well, I tell you the truth, I never have one. Some family could keep canned stuff in. We just always had a kitchen closet and cabinets. In our house here, we had cabinets that had china and such on the shelves up above. And some space for storage below.
It sounds like you knew your friend in Wichita Falls pretty well. Did you used to go to visit her?
I roomed with her in college, and then we served in the Red Cross canteen together a year in France.
Is that right?
Yes, I used to go visit her. She'd come to visit me.
Did I tell you that's my... Yeah, I told you that. It's my hometown.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, her father was Frank Kell, and her mother's brother was Mr. Kemp. They were Mr. Kemp and Mr. Kell started pretty everything in Wichita Falls. Mr. Kell called himself a miller. He had mills there and up in Oklahoma City too.
What would you call a lot of old worthless things that you were about to throw away?
Trash.
Anything else? Maybe old worthless furniture or tools or something.
I don't know. I don't think of another word. I'm sorry.
Okay. If you had a room, an extra room, that you stored odds and ends in, what would you call that room?
Storeroom, I think.
Speaking of the daily housework, you'd say, every morning, a woman does what to the house?
Cleans it or straightens it up or...
Anything else?
And of course, cleaning would have different words to describe what was done. Dusting and mopping and waxing and such.
Would you ever say reds up?
No, that's a Yankee word, don't you know that?
That's out.
That came from Indiana or somewhere like that.
Is that right? Okay.
I never forget the first girl I ever knew moved down here from Ohio.